Hello, Ricardo.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, man? It's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Just busy, but I guess that's a good thing.
I've been out for about the past week, man. I had my son-in-law passed away on me last Tuesday, so we just got him buried yesterday, man.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's always tough.
Today's the first day that I'm kind of actually just here at the house. I'm by myself and just relaxing, you know, and just kind of thinking about, you know, how could I help him out, you know what I mean? He suffered from the PTSD, you know.
PTSD? Oh, wow. Was he in Vietnam or something like that, or?
He was in Afghanistan, bro. He was in
Afghanistan. Yeah. Yeah, I had some buddies that, I was actually in the Marine Corps myself, and I had some buddies that they never came back the same, you know. They suffer from a lot of stuff.
Yes, I'm true. But just kind of, you know, seeing, you know, what I could have done more to help out, you know. Just reminiscing right here by myself, you know, just thinking about the stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We had a good time together, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. Sounds like he was an important person in your life.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's married to my daughter, and we had, he's a cop, too. He was San Antonio police officer.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, a lot of stuff they see and they do, you know. So it's, you know, he had some stuff bottled in, you know, he didn't share with nobody. And
Yeah, I mean, they see some stuff. I have some friends that are police officers, too, and it's PTSD from that, too. You see a lot that other people can't really comprehend, you know. You have to, it's hard to deal with it. You lose partners, and you lose people you work with, and do things that you wouldn't normally have to do as a normal human being. So,
so that's what I was doing, man. My wife, like I said, I got my daughter. My daughter's a cop also, you know.
Oh, yeah? I think you told me that before.
Yeah. Her husband were both police officers, you know. They used to work the graveyard shift, you know, and I got two grandchildren from them, you know. They're 3 and 4 years old, man. I'm over here like, what the hell going on there, you know?
Man.
But, you know, he's in a much better place. If he was suffering, you know, I'm just like, we had a beautiful, beautiful service learned yesterday.
That was your son-in-law, right?
Yeah, it's my son-in-law. Yeah, my son-in-law, you know, and, you know, we've been spending time with my daughter, so I haven't really been doing much of anything, man, you know? And I've been off of work since last Tuesday. And I just kind of, like I said, right now, it's just here at the house. My wife went over to her house to go pick some breakfast, you know. And, you know, I'm gonna be calling her in a little while. I'll probably be headed over there in a while. But that's the only reason why I haven't called you back or I haven't done anything, man. Just like we had to deal with it. You know, it just went down.
No, not a problem. I completely understand. Well, take your time.
I got that stuff in the email. My wife said we got it all. I think so. You know, I just got to look around and start really getting into it. You know, trying to find a trailer or whatever.
Okay.
Trying to figure out. Really, what's holding me up to, Dennis, is I'd done my taxes a couple of years ago, for the past couple of years, and I worked it down real low, man, to where I wasn't showing that I was making enough money. So this guy, I got to paint up my house. And I was gonna go try to get a home equity loan or something like that, you know, and use that money to do this right before you call me. And the guy told me everything looked good, man, but it was that I worked all my taxes and shit. I worked them down to where, you know, because you gotta show that you make a little more money, man, you know. So I'm doing my taxes right now. Okay, I send a tax to the tax lady that does my taxes. I told her to put me like in a $60,000 to $65,000 bracket so I could show that I'm making more money.
Gotcha.
Because really, I was showing like I was making like $38,000-$40,000. Damn, they were saying, you know. So I'm waiting on that too, you know. See what I got to get that taken care of so I can show that I'm making more money, so they won't like, you know, so they won't be denying me loans. You know what I mean? Because I went to a bank here saying, I said, everything looks good except for that. And the guy told me, why don't you do it? And he asked me straight up, man. He said, have you done the taxes here? I said, no, man. I'm in the process of getting them done. I asked for an extension, and the lady's doing them, you know. And the guy told me, well, you know what you need to do, man? It's, you know, show that you make a little bit more money. And if you do that, you can reapply. And I know that we can get you taken care of, you know. So So I said, all right, well, let me see what I'm going to do, you know, and then you call me, you know, so I said, like, so I just got to kind of see which one way I'm going to run. But I gotta get a loan for at least $30,000, $35,000 so I can pay the blower off, just have one payment, and then get a trailer and just have one payment tied into those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm paying a blower right now, man. I'm paying a blower. I think I'm paying like $475, something like that, $450, $475 a month. You know,
not,
a couple more hundred dollars. You know, if I had a $700 payment, you know, I ought to be able to be buying a trailer. You know, and I don't know, but maybe $6,000-$7,000 on a blower. You know, and that's why I was trying to tie it together. Remember I talked to you about that? About, you
yeah,
know,
sure
getting a loan and you know, getting the blower paid off and then getting the trailer. And that payment, you know, will cover both of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got the blower here at the house, you know, I just sitting here. It's brand new. I used it for like 3-4 months, man, you know. But when I got it, they, you know, they had promised me that the old business was real good, whatever. I went up there 4-5 months, man, and shit went down, you know, and... So now I got a brand new blower, man. I haven't really even put it for sale, to be honest with you. You know, maybe if I put it for sale, I'd sell. But I know that right now they're not in demand like they were a while back. A while back they were in demand. But that's why I bought me a new one, thinking, you know, everything's gonna work out, and it didn't work out like I wanted it to. So now I'm back over here. So I was like, tell my wife, you know what? I'm just gonna stick it out over here. You know, I'm not gonna be chasing the money, man. You know, I could do pretty good over here where I'm at. So that's where I'm at, bro.
Sounds good, man. Well, no hurry. Just do what you got to do, buddy, and I understand completely.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Let me see what I'm going to do, which way I'm going to run. Like I said, tomorrow is going to be my first day back at work, and I'm going to go back to work, and then I got to realize what I'm going to do and start pushing the issue, okay?
Sounds good, man.
I'll be back, man. Check on me, okay?
Will do.
God bless, brother.
You too, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye.